Blog Talk Radio.
To the preacher and
the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're talking about when it's time to let go. When it's time to let go. That comes a time in our lives when it's time to let go of situations, people, things, and it's time to walk out and step out on faith and do what God has called you to do. When is it time to let go?
It's time to let go when God tells you it's time to let go.
So is it that we wait for God to tell us when to let go, or is it just I believe when it's time to let go, I believe things are seasonal. I believe there's a season and there's a time for everything, and there's a time to let go.
It's definitely a time to let go. And we'll get into that on the topic. It's a great topic for tonight, when it's time to let go. I think we all have some things in our life that we realize that it's time to let it go.
Got to let it go. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about when is it time to let go. And we say this all the time, let go and let God. And if you're letting go and letting God, understand that that's the best choice that you can ever make, is to let go and let God have his way in your life. And that's the best decision that you can ever make, is let go and let God, and not let go and let people, and let go and let things. So this show will talk about when it's time to let go and why it is necessary to let go. And once we understand letting go of something is attached to our peace, our prosperity, our happiness, then we can understand, when we let go and why we have to let go. So we will cover Bible scriptures when God told his people to let go and to trust him. We will understand and know when it's time to let go and not to delay that time, because there is a season for everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I was just thinking here. I was just thinking here for a second. What are some things that we need to let go? Well, I know one of the number one things we need to let go is letting go of the past. When I say letting go of
Absolutely.
The past, I'm talking about letting go of the past, letting go of the hurt, letting go of the image of who you used to be. And now, you know, 5 years, 6 years, some 60 years later, and you're still holding on to something that happened 60 years ago as if you are the same person that you used to be. Let go.
Amen. You know what, Pastor, something that you said, that because some people are still holding on to what they used to be because people continue to remind them, and we have to get to a point where we have to let people go because they'll keep us in a place that we've said to ourselves that we've let go, but those people always take us back to those places where we try to let go, and we're living in that because we won't let go of the people that's around us that's keeping us there from what God has told us to let go.
You must be talking about these old friends. These old friends. Oh, it's just something about, you know, old friends. You know, God have new friends. You know, there has already been people that has been put in place in your life for you to be able to meet. But sometimes, most times, when you don't let go of the old friends, you probably would never be able to meet the new friends. And sometimes you'll meet these new friends, but these old friends, they'll see these new friends, they'll become jealous, and boy, they'll be holding on to you. I'm trying to tell you, I don't like that friend. Oh, you don't need that friend. I'm so serious. Old friends tend not to let you forget. They tend to let you forget. They want to remind you what you did 5 years ago. You know, you forgot about it, but they'll remind you of it. Oh, you remember when you did? Oh, be careful about that.
Yeah, remember when you was a drinker? Remember when you was a cuss or something? Boy, you could couldn't get a good English word out of it. But you used to cuss. Boy, you used to drink. Boy, you drank a person to the grave. And I'm not that no more. Boy, but you used to be. And I remember, you be out there on that dance floor, boy. You know, and they don't be reminding you. And you got to let some things go. You got to let some people go. People hold on to. Some people don't even let go for the new to come in. Some people got to let the old go so you can receive the new. If you're getting the word that God is saying new beginnings and you're still trying to hold on to old, trying to make it new, that's not what God is saying. And you're hoping, well, God, can you make this new? He said, no, I'm going to do a whole new thing. And you want God to do a new thing and the old thing. The Bible declares that I can't put new wine in old wineskins. So why are we trying to get this old thing to be, you know, what do you call it when you refurbish something? He said, no, I'm not going to refurbish your life. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. But people are looking for that refurbishment, if that's the word. They want to be refurbished. But God said, I'm going to do a completely whole new thing. And with that, you got to let go. It's time to let go and truly let God have his way in you.
Do you really want new? Preacher, do you really want new? Do you want new or do you want
to be the same way? I want it, but I'm scared. I'm scared. How long am I going to be able to keep this new thing? How long is this new thing going to last? I'm scared. I say I want it, but really I'm scared of it because it's going to end. I'm afraid. I mean, something's going to happen to it. I'm just going to keep on this way. I want it, but I'm scared of it.
And then it's going to be old, too. Now you got to, oh, I got to make a decision. You know, I got that old car that's out there. Oh, it's a new car that's waiting for you. Oh, but I'm going to hold on to them. I'm going to buy me a new car, but I'm going to keep the old one, too. Well, okay, what you going to buy the new car for? You going to keep the old one. Oh, this one already paid for. Okay, I understand that. But we're talking about letting it go. You know, all things new. Keep on moving forward. All things new. Them old clothes that you got in the closet. Now, you wore those clothes when you were 15, and now you're 35, and you still got some old clothes. But yeah, when you were 15, one day I'm going to get back down to this size to get back in it. Wait a minute.
You just at some point, you said, you know what, let me just let it go. Let it go. If you just said tuning in to the preaching of the past, we're talking about when it's time to let go. There are things, there are people that you just need to let go because they're stopping you from progressing. Things are holding you back from your promotion. In order for you to be promoted, you got to let go some things. You can't hold on to that position you're in. You got to let that go so God can take you to the next level to promote you. You have to let go. That means leaving stuff behind. Letting it go. Can you do that? We're talking about when it's time to let go here on the Preach and the Pastor Show. Can you let go, Pastor? Have you ever had something that you were trying to hold on to and you realized it was holding you back from your blessing? It was robbing you of your peace. It was robbing you of prospering. Have you ever got to that point in your life that you were like, you know what, I really need to let go of this thing, and you was holding on to it too long?
I got to tell the truth about it because, you know, not only am I helping myself, but I might be able to help somebody. Oh, yeah, I
help
hold
me.
On to, I'm going to help you too. I hold on to things that have hurt me, especially if I physically got into a fight. I was thinking about this topic today when I was at work. I was like, what is it, you know, that I'm holding on to that I might hold on to? Think back to when I got into a fight and, oh, the guy that I was fighting, you know, he got the best of me. You know, he got one good lick in. You know, we was fighting good, but he got one good punch in. I'm just holding on to that. 20 years later, you know, I got to meet him again because, you know, I got to get the best of him. I'm holding on to that, and he don't even remember that. He don't remember that. I'm still hurting behind that one punch. They moved past. He ain't even the same person he used to be. So I'm holding on to that.
Jesus.
I mean, and even more than that, you know, that goes on from elementary school to, you know, you take things that you learn when you were a kid and you take it all the way into your adulthood and you're still acting like that. You know, I've met so many people down here, and I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just saying women, for instance, they tend to like to talk about what they did in middle school and high school. They can remember everything that they did in middle school.
Oh, wait a minute. Y'all do the same thing. I was an athlete. I'm not.
I must have hit something.
You was a football player at the park, at the YMCA.
Well, you know, we're going to tell the truth.
Let it go.
No, you still have the same friends from middle school. You still talking about your middle school highlights, so I'm not talking about nobody. But, you know, at the end of the day, if middle school was the best time of your life and here it is 20 and 30 years later, what have you been doing in that 20, that 30 years?
There has not
been any highlights. You're not letting go of middle school.
Not letting go.
Let it go. Because sometimes, you know, you'll be trapped right there in that you'll be 35 years old. You know I ain't talking about nobody because ain't nobody in here 35. You'll be 35 years old, but you're still acting like you're 14 and 15 years old and don't even realize it.
That's true. I've heard some people that are just like that.
It's time to graduate.
It is time.
Yeah.
It is time to let go. Time to graduate, but everybody don't graduate. Understand that everybody go to school, don't graduate. Some people never get to that point. They leave this world the same way. They just can't let go. Some people holding on to their grudges. We just talked about the other day in our a few days ago. We were talking about living with unforgiveness. That's the same as not letting go. People are not willing to let go and not ready to let go. And they'll tell you, "I'm not ready to let it go. I'm angry. I'm gonna stay in this place because I'm angry and I want to be angry." And they'll tell you, "I don't want to let go. You hurt me, and I'm still hurt, and they need to know I'm still hurt." Those people have went on with their life, they're married, they have children. I mean, they literally moved out the state, and you're still angry. You're still holding on, and you can't prosper. You can't receive your peace. You know, you can't be promoted because you're so stuck in this place because you don't want to let go. And it's time to let go. And it's a lot we're going to continue to talk about. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about when it's time to let go. We're excited today. We have a guest on today. We'll be bringing her out. We're so excited to have Prophetess Lila Jackson from Love and Life International Outreach Ministry. So we'll be bringing her up after the music break as we continue to talk about when is it time to let go. And in some situations, letting go, if we don't let go, it could cost us our life. It could end our life. And if we think about in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26, the Bible says that, but his wife, we're talking about Lot's wife, but his wife looked back and looked behind, and she became a pillar of salt. She wasn't ready to let go.
Amen.
What was going on in Sodom. So Lot's wife turned back to look at the smaller city of Sodom and clinging to the past. She was unwilling to turn completely away. So if we are looking back, lonely at sin while trying to move forward with God. We can't make progress with God as long as we are holding on to the pieces of our old life. It is important that we let go and hold on to God. So Jesus said it this way in Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. So
Amen.
It has to come in your life where you have to let go. You can't look back. You got to release that thing and move forward. Pastor, before we go to a music break, what do you want? I know you have something you want to say. I can just feel it.
You can feel it. Right.
I can feel it.
Hey, you,
I know we ain't in the same office, but I can feel you right now.
Yeah, letting go. Definitely, you know, we have to let go. We have to realize that you were in that place for a reason. You know, when you don't let go, what you are choosing to do, you're letting Satan use you. You are letting him use you because if you don't realize, Satan is going to use what worked last time for it to work this time so he can be able to destroy you, so he can break you down, so he can make sure that you do not realize who you are or who God has created you to be. Now, he know if you was angry with Sam, 2 years ago, then here comes Sam and came out of nowhere. You ain't seen Sam in 2 years, and then he come back. And now you mad at Sam again. Now he got you back in that place where you become angry and where you start saying all manners of things. You start speaking
You helping somebody, Pastor. Yes, you helping somebody right there. That's true.
Yeah.
Can't
no,
we
I'm
let go?
You, Satan is only going to use that he's only going to use, even if it's yourself. Now, really think about it. If it's yourself, if you know that, okay, I've been delivered from this situation, and here this situation come back again. Here it come back again. You know, I say, he got to test you. Let me see if I can use you. He got to test you out to see if you're going to go back over there. And like I said, I used to smoke cigarettes about 20 years ago. Let me see if you're going to pick them cigarettes back up. Let me see if you're going to pick that bottle back up. Let me see if you're going to go back over and hang out with these men or these women that you know that was doing all manners of things that you do not do anymore. Let me see if you're going to do that again. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
And be renewed. We need to definitely be renewed. Be renewed. That's what it means to renew, to be renewed.
Amen. If you just can't tune in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we talk about when it's time to let go. We're going to take a music break. We'll be right back with our special guest. Again, we're excited to have her on the show, Prophetess Nina Jackson from Love and Life International Outreach Ministries. You all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Letting go. When it's time to let go. Can you let go? I want to let go. I like how I feel, but it hurts so bad. We'll be right back here on the Preaching the Pastor Show.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Don't worry about it. It will get better. You can't, no matter what it is,
this to handle.
I know things will get better. Thank you all for tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show. If you just now tuning in, we're talking about when it's time to let go. Please chime into the conversation if you want to make a comment, either online or you can call in to join us here live on the air at 845-277-9213. If you're logged on to blogtalkradio.com/ the Preaching the Pastor Show and you want to make a comment, please do give us a call. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. Look for us in the highway or byway in your area, bringing the gospel. We're truly the church without walls. We're going to bring in at this time our guest, Prophetess Leela Jackson. I have you online. How you doing this evening, Prophetess?
I'm just blessed. How you all doing?
Welcome to the show.
We're so excited to have you on the show. Just want to ask you a little bit about your ministry, what you're doing, what God is doing in you, and if there's ever a time when you realize it was time to let go.
Well, it's crazy that y'all gave me this topic because I had to let go of some last week, and it was like, God, I mean, the same topic y'all was talking about, everything you were saying about people bringing stuff up about your past and all this kind of stuff, and I was like, man, did they give me a topic or what? I mean, this is like a 24/7 hotline because I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. My ministry is Love and Life International Outreach.org, and we are a ministry for hurting women, but also hurting men, also hurting children, also hurting families. And I thank God for this opportunity because when he's raising me up in this season, all the stuff that's going on with the coronavirus and all this kind of stuff, there are people that they just don't have an understanding. They just don't understand, what do I do? We're losing loved ones and people like that. We can't go to these funerals. It's not packed out like it used to be. We're 6 feet apart. And God is saying, I gave you time to love on each other.
Jesus.
When you had time to love on each other, you was too busy fussing and arguing and complaining and trying to be this person and that person and be the higher up and the lower up. But see, all of us is in this together now. It don't matter much money you got, how big of a house you live in, what kind of car you drive, if you walking, riding the bus, if you homeless. We all in this boat together with this coronavirus. And I really didn't want to push on that, but I want to talk about it because it's something that has caused us to lose in this season that we really didn't understand. We lost loved ones. We lost houses. We lost cars. We lost food. We lost, it's just attacking everything. But what really got me when you said this topic to me, when you gave me this topic, was what do you do? How do you handle letting go of stuff?
Yeah.
A lot of times we spend so much time, let's even deal with a relationship, before we become husband and wife, or even in a divorce or whatever, how do we deal with letting go of people? And, you know, back in the day, it used to be a cliche say, if you love something, let it go. And,
it's,
you know,
you,
a lot of people,
if it's meant to be.
Yeah, but it's an expression that we use when we're having trouble relinquishing our relationship or control over something. We didn't really, you know, we said it, but we really didn't do it. Think about it. If I said I'm going to let you go, but in my mind, because my heart was in this thing. You know, even though I let you go, I didn't let you go. So we have to realize that in this time of our life now, we have to find a spiritual antidote for letting people go. Because we have come to a place, like when you were saying Lot's wives, when God was telling them to leave, she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Because sometimes our past is what holds us back.
Yes,
and just, I'm telling you, just the last month of my life, I've been battling with that same thing. And I said, you know what? God, it's time for me to go to another level. I can't deal with this no more because I know you're pulling me out of the trenches for somebody's life. If somebody on this radio line needs to know, it's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
You know what? That is very important.
Every time.
That is very important.
Excuse me?
That's very important. One of the hardest things
every
you're
time
ever going
to
do in
to
your
step
life
off.
Is let go.
Right.
Let go.
Every time you
so
give it a step out, Right. And we started trying to hold on to it because fear was set up because, like you were saying a few minutes ago, prophetess, the devil wants us to be fearful of stepping out because he don't want us to have that faith because he knows if we trust God and have faith to move on what God said, God is going to honor us because now we're in a whole new revelation with him. If God said,
mm-hmm.
when he told Peter to step out on the water, he said, come. Peter would
mm-hmm.
have made it. He got nervous. He started looking around because the wind was supposed to storm. It's going to always be a storm when you get a shift or go to another level in God. And that's why
mm-hmm.
the enemy plays on us. Is this really God? Because I wouldn't be having all these problems if God was really in it. That's why you're having the problems, because God is really in it. Because if you look back at your past, over your life that God has delivered you from, there were storms every time you got ready to step out, but you didn't see them because they weren't major. Now that you're going into the big blessing that God has for you,
mm-hmm.
the major doors that he's opening for you, the international lands that he said he was going to give you, you're walking into the promise now. You've been walking up step by step by step. But now when you get ready to go to the big, you get ready to go to the big boys now. So now the devil's saying, nah, I can't let her out there. She done made it to where God said she was going to make it. And so now he's throwing all kind of stuff at you. And so what we do is we back up and we're looking at people, what people think. Let people think their opinion about you doesn't matter. It's what God's word say about you.
It's true.
When you learn
it's
who
true.
You are, and you stand in who God is, and God is opening the door. You know it ain't nobody but God, because how can I be here when I don't even know how I made it from back there?
Come
see,
on,
God didn't give you a toy to play with this round.
Prophetess,
go ahead.
Let me ask you a question here. Let me ask you a question. So what are some things that that me and yourself and everybody that's on here listening, what are some things that we can do to actually, because I know there's scripture that's on here, you know, because everything that happened today has already, you know, been recorded. It's already been recorded. It's already
right.
in the Word of God. What are some things that we can do to actually learn how to overcome, to learn how to let go?
One thing he gave me, and this came through a phone conference the other week, and I was just really enjoying it, but God let the scripture just stuck in my head. It was 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And the man of God
mm-hmm.
called it a care pack. See, because when God cares for you, it doesn't matter about nothing. He said God cares for you. Cast all your cares.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. We don't even realize what is our cares. Can you name cares? Well, I have financial problems. My children, they're at home. I'm not used to this. What do I do? We was locked in. You know, we got all these issues right now that weren't facing us at first, that we
mm-hmm.
really didn't realize weren't facing us. But when it all now is facing us, we have shortage of food because we don't have food because the kids are at home every day. We don't have the clothes they need because they went to uniforms and all this kind of stuff. So we got all these issues, our car turned up, and we can't take the kids to the doctor or the hospital because now they got it where nobody can go unless you really sick. We have issues.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, cast them on here. You got to trust God when it looks like ain't
exactly.
nothing else working, because that's all we got.
That's all we got.
So
it's
what does he do?
You definitely are right into a conversation that me and my wife was having. We were having a conversation right before the show had got started. Beautiful wife, would you tell her about the conversation we were having about grace? We were having a conversation about grace.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yes, but I'm definitely, you know, we're talking about grace and, you know, how grace is a gift from God. You know, it's nothing that we earn. It's nothing that we can pay for, you know, living in grace and operating in grace and understanding, you know, why, you know, God's given us grace. And, you know, because first the Bible says God loved us so much. He loved us before we first even knew him. Before we loved him, he loved us. So God gives us that gift of grace. And understanding how grace operates. Like you said, casting all your cares on God and receiving the gift. You know, a lot of people thinking they have to work for it. I got to do something. Now I got it. Now I got to, you know what, I got to try to, I want to pay you back. And, you know, the way we give back is we give what God has given to us. The Bible says freely give, freely we shall give. And so that's important. I thought you were talking about something else. I thought you was putting me on the spot.
You know
about letting go.
Yeah, hold on now. See, that's not the truth. Because
I was going to say what you did. I told you to let go before we had Bible study. And you was just kept on going, coming at me. I said, let's let it go. And then you didn't want to let it go. So I didn't know if that's what you were talking about until you said it. So you got to be clear. I was about to bring our problems on the show. So
don't do it. Don't do
it. The truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is that every single body want to let go. But the truth is you really don't know how to let go. And that is the truth. We want to let go, but we don't know how to let go. But what we do need to realize that, you know, there's a few things. The number one thing is that we have to realize is that at the name of Jesus, see, we have the power to be able to speak to that. We have to speak to your situation, you know, at the name of Jesus. Because at the name of Jesus, you know, Satan, he has to flee. For Jesus, the name of Jesus is the most powerful name that's in the whole world. The name of Jesus is more powerful than the name of Corona. Corona is a name call that COVID-19. That's a name. You know, we have the name of Jesus. And one of the other things that we have is we have the gift to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit, you know, in tongues, you know, which is a gift. That is a gift.
Right.
So we talk about these two weapons, and another weapon that we have is pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over your life.
Right.
Now, when we
are
in these situations, when we find ourselves we can't forgive, when we find ourselves where we don't have all the things that we need to have, so you need to realize, you know, who you are in the body of Christ. You can plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. And see, it says, remember how they had painted the blood over the doorstep and said the enemy had to pass them on by because Satan knows, oh, the blood is, oh, it's covered with the blood. See, I can't touch your children because you have pleaded the blood over your life. I can't touch your finance because you have pleaded the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. Oh, I can't touch your health because you have already pleaded the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. Those are three weapons that we have. When you want to let go, use what God gave you. Grace has already been made available for you. I'm going to always say that grace has been made available for you. You do not have to live in this world being beat down by Satan and by Satan's agents. But we are the children of God. And because we are the children of God, we already have all that we need that's on the inside. And it's for us to access it and use it. Amen.
Amen. And that's a good thing, Pastor, because a lot of times people don't use the weapon. He told us in Ephesians, put on the whole armor. But, you know, we're so afraid that if I say something, you ain't got to say a lot of things. Just put it on. If you put this word in you, I promise you, you are light all by yourself. You don't even have to open your mouth when you go out because people see the glow on you. They see the anointing. The devil ain't crazy. He's just going to try you to see how far he can go. And when he figured out, oh, this one right here, I better back up because this one, she just looked like she ready to tear into me. And he'll back up. But we have to know for sure who we are in God. See, and that's the problem with the body of Christ. When this virus hit us, everybody wanted to panic. What you're panicking for? God said no weapon formed against you would prosper. This is a weapon. But now, if I gave you Ephesians 6 through 12 to work with, why are you sitting up at 10, Ephesians 10, 6 through 12? I think that's right.
Yeah.
What are you backing up on? Because I've given you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You got the weapon.
Amen.
You don't gave you all the weapons that you need. So you don't have to be afraid. But our problem is, we're not really trusting God. We're saying it with our mouth, but our heart is far from it. Because you look at how many Christians nowadays, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I ain't got a job. But you said you was trusting God when you was going to work every day. So you already knew if he put you on a position.
Ask yourself the question, are you satisfied with the amount of time that you are actually spending in the Word of God? Are you satisfied with the relationship that you have with him? Because really think about that.
Right.
Whatever that you spend most of your time, when you're giving most of your thought over to, that's what you become. Now, you know every single morning when that alarm clock goes off, and you know you done turned your TV on and you looked at the news and then you got two and three different channels that's talking about coronavirus, you're already setting up your day to be in fear and to be in bondage because that's what you're renting out the space in your mind to. But will you leave that television off? Will you not turn on social media? Or will you not pay attention to all that? You know, for the
when
Bible says over here
go.
In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4.
Go.
Yeah,
right.
It is definitely
see,
time to let go. What would you want to say, Mr.
Right.
Wife? You just want to say something.
Okay.
You know,
I was just saying,
just
and that's what
you
the
know,
world
we have
has.
Some,
go ahead.
At this time, we want to thank everybody for tuning into the Preaching of Pastor Show. We do have people that want to make a comment on this topic. I do have people that's raising their hands online and saying they want to chime in on what we're talking about. If you're just now tuning into the show, we're talking about when it's time to let go. We have a prophetess, Lila Jackson, on the line from Love and Life International Outreach Ministries. And I can see that my husband and you are very passionate about this subject, this topic, you know, because you can tell when something hits home. I can hear and feel the passion in both of you, your voice. So that's why I'm kind of quiet and listening, because people are being fed and people are being able to heal. People are healing through what you all are saying and you know, figuring out how they can get to the point where they can let go and truly trust God and His Word and leaning on God and not leaning on their finances, not leaning on man and woman, not leaning on things, but leaning on God and letting go the faith that they had in money, faith that they had in their job, faith that they had in their spouse, but really letting go and letting God. So we're gonna let a caller come in at this time. Caller, you're on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 5664. Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show.
Welcome.
Hello, who are we talking to? Who are we speaking with?
Me. I guess that's me. Hello, how y'all doing?
All
you doing good? Who are we speaking with?
This is Yolanda Widow.
How you doing, Ms. Widow? Thank you for being a part of our show. You had a question for us, or did you have something that you wanted to say regarding the topic when it's time to let go?
I caught a little bit of what the pastor and the prophet was saying, and I agree with them. You got to be able to trust God. And I can't speak on anyone else, but I can speak on myself. And I know that God is real. I know what He has done for others, and I've always prayed, Lord, whatever You've done for others, I want You to do it in me, you know. And
yes,
He has done those things. And right now when the virus is going on and people are going a little bit wacky and people that didn't even know how to pray, they call it, oh, Lord,
hello.
You know, save me. People that didn't even believe in Jesus is falling down on their knees begging for Him to save them, you know. And there is a time when you just got to let go. You can't call on Him yesterday because He was in trouble, and tomorrow you just want to throw your hand out. Well, I don't need Him no more. I'm going on about my business. You can't do it like that. Speaking of myself, I trust you. I'm displaced. I've been displaced since 2017. I only get financial help. I have no family, no one helping me. I've been in the hospital in and out October, November, January, ended up on life support, didn't get out until February the 6th. You know, I know what God can do, and I totally trust Him. You know, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bill next week to continue me to live on here, because the city don't know what they're going to do. They just froze up on me. So I just fear. But I don't have no fear. I don't have no worry. Because I know my God said that He would never leave me. God has forsaken me.
Yes.
He said that in His word.
Chicken
he
emotion.
Said, when I look down and I only see one pair of feet walking through that storm of life, that's Him carrying me.
All right.
Amen.
So I know that I can trust Him. I know that it's time to let everything go. You can't be out there in the streets clubbing 1 minute and then the next minute you
want
to be in this house. That's called straddling the fence, old folks say.
Right.
That's called
right.
straddling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to let go and you got to
trust him in everything that you do, in everything.
Yes.
Even if someone passes away from this corona, and, you know, I got an uncle that had it, he made it. I got a little cousin now that's in his 20s, he has it. I have an aunt that has it. You know, my mom, she went to the emergency room a week before last. They told her wasn't nothing wrong. They took her, she was having chest pain. They took her the other day, and they got the chest pain stuff under control, but they found out she had broke a bone in her back when she went to college. I was here, I was worried, but I was praying. I was praying, Lord Jesus, only you can fix it. You said you would be a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
where we are.
That's
where he has brought us to that place. That nothing but prayer is going to work, because if you don't know how you're going to fix it, all you got to do is stand still. You got to stand still and keep praying until the prayer is answered. That's what a lot of people
Amen.
Don't want to do. They give up before God answers the prayer. You got to wait on God. Our timing is not God's timing.
In a way, it's good that the virus is here, because you see mothers taking care of their children now.
Yes.
You see fathers at home with their family. You see them participating with their children. Children just ain't out running the streets no more. They're at home with their mamas and their daddies. They ain't over the grandma's house. They're at home with mama and daddy. Mama is cooking a food, preparing a meal for their child. You know, he's putting people in their place. You forgot what you were supposed to be doing. You are a mother.
Jesus.
I gave you a blessing with these kids. Take care of them.
Yes, it's true.
Father,
if you just are tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about when it's time to let go. There comes a time in our life where we have to let go of situations. It's time in our life when we have to let go of worry. We have to let go of fear, and we have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. There is a time when it's time to let go, as it is seasons. And as we know, if we continue to try to operate out of season, it'll cost us more. If we operate in the right season, there is a time to let go. When is it time to let go? We have a guest on the line today, and we're talking about let go. Pastor, we're talking about when it's time to let go, and we have Prophetess Lita Jackson on the line right now. But right now, I want to hear from you, Pastor. As you've heard both Prophetess Lita Jackson speaking, and you heard our caller in today that is speaking about time and what's going on, and people are worried, people are afraid, but God is using this time to bring people together. People are taking this opportunity to come together, because any other time, people will still be separated. I know I always pray this prayer for divine unity, where the enemy has caused separation, that God will bring unity in the home.
Don't give up yet. Don't give up, because see, God has not given up yet. See, what looked like it's the end. See, it ain't over yet. God ain't through. He ain't through. And use what God has already given us. See, what we need to realize when we are in the body of Christ, it don't matter whatever it is. Say if you have some pain right now that's in your body. See, we need to know. First off, we need to know. That God loves you, that God loves you, and he has already sent all that you need, and that's healing. So we already have healing. So you have the power and the authority to be able to lay hands on that place, or to lay hands on your sister or your aunt or your mother, and to be able to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her life and say, by his stripes, we are healed. She is healed. But you got to believe it first.
Amen.
You got to believe that God
Amen.
Has already done it. Believe that he already
Amen.
Done it, and use the promises and the laws, you know, it's written, Father, you said by his stripes that we are healed. So because that you said it, I'm going to release my authority that you have given to me to be able to speak to this thing, to be able to lay hands on my mother, and she shall be healed. See, we decree and we declare, you know, that healing to show up in our life. So the Bible said, when you decree a thing, that it shall come to pass.
Amen. 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 If you just enter into the Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about when it's time to let go. One thing we have to understand is that everything begins with your mindset. Because if your mind
is focus on other things. When you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, that's part of the beginning of letting go, is you have to operate in a different mindset to let go of those things, to decide that I'm not going to worry myself. I'm going to let this thing go. It's been entrapping me. It's been keeping me in bondage. I can't progress because I won't let go of the situation. But when you change your mind, hallelujah, you can start letting go of that is holding you back. We have Prophetess Leela Jackson on the line. Prophetess, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Amen. We thank God for you.
I just want to say I agree with the pastor. You know, you are going to the hospitals and you're doing this and you're doing that, and they already told you if you got this, if you got a fever or whatever, they're going to keep you in this, that, and that. And some things you don't even have. They just letting you run up there and putting you in the hospital because you're running up there. Like the pastor said, pray for your sick one. Pray for yourself. Lay hands on yourself. It's everything that you
believe,
want the pastors and the preachers
believe,
to do, evangelists and
believe,
prophets and stuff to do.
You got to
do
believe.
It
it's one thing to lay
right.
your hands on yourself, but you got to believe it. I mean,
you
I lay my hands on
you
all day long, and I can lay my hands on everybody in my house. But if I don't
Come
believe
on.
It, you we
believe
just laying
it.
Hands.
Right.
We just playing around.
See,
but you
we,
got to believe that thing with no doubt. He said, if you believe in me with no doubt.
And
no, we have to ask God to help us with our unbelief and increase our faith.
Right.
Amen.
Right. And then, like you were saying earlier about the show y'all had earlier, forgiveness. A lot of times it's unforgiveness in the family. God is working on the family. God is trying to get the family together, because a lot of times that's why people work all these long hours and all these families are all strolled out, school, long hours, and this, that, and that, because nobody wants to come together and admit there's a problem in the home. But God is allowing
yes.
you got to get it together now. You got
yes.
to preach to your own house now. The preacher can't
yes.
even get to the house no more. You got to preach to your own now.
You
got
to preach to your own house. That's true. When it's time to let go. If you're just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about when it's time to let go. Prophetess Leela Jackson is on the show with us tonight. We're going to have a segment that's called Preach, Preacher, Prophetess. We're going to give you 2 to 3 minutes to preach whatever that is that God has on your heart to deliver to the people. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's sure. God is giving
okay,
me the word to.
Okay, just one moment. We're going to come right back to you. So
okay.
we're going to take a little music okay. break here, and we're going to come back, and then we're
okay.
going to open up the line for you for Preach, Preacher. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about when it's time to let go, and there's so much that's going on right now. And we're listening to our callers today and hearing everyone and with the messages that people are really, you know, passionate about what's going on, where they are. And, you know, we just have to understand we have to start believing. You know, we have to let go of fear and let go of worry, let go of this world and hold on to God. Because this world does not belong to, it doesn't belong to us. We're not of this world, though we live in this world. We have a place, we have a destination to get to. And so we're just passing by in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you all. Yolanda, we want to thank you for calling into the show. God bless you. Are you still there? Yolanda, are you still there?
God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. We'll definitely
be
lifting you up in prayer. We thank you for calling in. We'll definitely add you to our prayer list and be praying for you and your family. So God bless you. And continue to tune in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We'll be wrapping up here in the next 10 minutes. So we just want to thank you for calling in on tonight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we'll be right back. We're going to take a little music break. About 2 minutes, we'll be right back with Prophetess Leela Jackson with Love and Life International Outreach Ministries.org. We'll be right back here on the show. I can't wait to see what God has put on her heart for the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Show me.
Welcome back to the Preaching the Pastor Show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about when it's time to let go. We have Prophetess Leela Jackson with us on the show on today. And this is our segment of the show, which is Preach Preacher. Go ahead, Prophetess.
I just want to leave with you guys. God had gave me Jeremiah 18. He said the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought the work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel that seemed good to the potter to make it. I want to just leave with the people tonight. God is doing a new thing. He's putting us back on the potter's wheel, because what has been going forth as God's people has not been God's people. It has not been God's word. They have been putting their own words in God, saying God said and this and that, and it was not what God said. He said, I'm doing a new thing in my people. So when I bring the word to you, it's from the word of God. It's not from my opinion or what I wanted to make. It's not a circle of everybody saying the same thing, but you're doing all kind of stuff. Like the woman of God was saying, it's time for the sin to come out the camp. We've been taking all kind of junk to God's house, but God said, I'm doing a new thing. And when you desire to come back into the service now, you're going to know that you're going to come in there and you're going to be seeking God. It ain't going to be about stuff. Because God's going to make it to the point that we have to seek his face now at home.
Amen.
So when we do come together again, we will know that God is not playing. So I just want to leave to the people. I thank you for this opportunity. I want to leave with you guys. God is putting us on the wheel to redo us for his glory. This is the glory season. This is the season that he's raising up real true men and women, preachers, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers. You're going to speak God's word. You're not going to speak out of your flesh. And I just thank God for this opportunity that y'all allowed me to come on the broadcast.
Amen. We thank God for you. We definitely are excited about what God is going to do, no matter what it looks like at this time. God is still on the throne. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Well, we want to thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for what you're doing, what you're about to do, and what you've already done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up your daughter right now, your prophetess, oh God, Leela Jackson. We lift up the caller on tonight, your daughter's sister, Yolanda, on tonight. Father God, we pray their strength on tonight. Lord, that you would continue to strengthen them, guide them, and keep them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will make a way out of no way right now, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, that you've answered our prayers, oh God. And, Father, please, oh Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to rebuke every devourer that is trying to destroy people's lives right now. Lord, rebuke every devourer, every spirit of devouring, trying to eat up the blessing, the finances, and the joy of our lives, Lord God. And Lord, set everyone free, Lord God. Those that are listening, those who have called in that online, on the phone line, Lord God, set them free right now completely by fire and by force in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, set them free right now from every bondage that is stopping them from receiving or stopping us from receiving the blessings from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We break every generational curse in the bloodline that would cause depression, anxiety, any kind in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We break every curse of compulsive behavior in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God, yes, help us all, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are sending help, Lord God. Help us on the way, Lord. We thank you that you're turning around for our good in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you're increasing us your territory, Lord God. Oh, Lord, right now that you would give us beauty for ashes, Lord God, the oil of joyful mourning and the garment of praise of the spirit of heavenness. For we are the trees of the righteousness planted of the Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your miracle working power, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free in the name of Jesus Christ, and protected by the blood. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we both say amen. God bless you, Pastor Leela Jackson. Thank you for being part of our show. You have a good evening.
Yes,
you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We're talking about when it's time to let go. This is the time of the show for food for thought. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, food for thought for today. It is definitely time to let go. And what is time to let go? It's time to let go of the old you. It's time to let go of the old you and put on the new you. It is time to do that. Everybody, right now we have been quarantined to be on the inside. But what we need to realize is that all you need is already in your house. All you
Amen.
Need is already in your house. See, we now, you know, have time to be able to pray. We now, you know, have time to come together, you know, as a family and pray. We have time to be able to worship to God. We have time to be able to commune with God.
Amen.
See, there are things that we are that are praying for right now. But what we need to realize is, you know, God is a sovereign God. You know, yes, he can do, you know, all things. But, see, we have been put in this world to be able to have access, you know, to the kingdom, have, you know, power and authority to do things, you know, as well in the name of Jesus. That's where your power and your authority, you know, comes at, you know, in the name of Jesus. You know, God needs that believer that
Amen.
He can flow through. He needs that believer
Amen.
That he can flow through. Yeah, he can do it on his own, but he needs you so he can be able to flow through. He needs you to believe him
Amen.
And whatever it is that you're praying about, you know, that is going to show up. And not only
Amen.
That, you know what I'm saying, he needs you to know the promises and the laws that are already written out for you to be able to open up your mouth and use them. You know, you have your Bible.
Amen.
So read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. And the more of the Word of God that you read, the more you will begin to trust him, the more you know how to be able to use your authority
Amen.
And use your power that has been already given to you. Just a little food for thought
Amen.
For y'all for today. Amen.
Amen. We just stand tuning into the preaching and the pastor show. We're talking about when it's time to let go. There's a time to let go. The Bible declares, even with Abraham, God told him to let, you're telling him to let go. He had to let go. The Bible says, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So God was telling him to it's time to let go. It's time to move so that I can bless you. Understand, your blessing is when you let go and you let God. And then the Bible said, even when we lose loved ones, even there's a time to let go. People have just passed on and went away. We're still holding on to those things that we can't let go. We can't receive our peace from it. But the Bible declares in 2 Samuel 12, the death of David's son. The Bible says, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became ill. And David therefore pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night and on the ground. And so the elders of the house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. Then on the seventh day it came to pass that the child died, and the servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, indeed, while the child was alive, we spoke to him, he would not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do something, he may do some harm. When David saw that his servants were whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said to the servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. So David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed his clothes. And he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he went to his home, and when he requested, he set food before him, and he ate. Then his servant said to him, what is it that you have done? You fasted and weep for the child while he was alive, but when the child died, you arose and ate food. And he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and weep for. I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. When it's time to let go. It's to the point where he had to let go. He had did all that he could do, and it
yeah.
got to the point where he said, well, the child is down there. I have to let go. What more can I do? God has already did what God said he's going to do. Now it's time for me to let go and receive what God has for me, which is my peace. Now I can walk upright and do what God has called me to do.
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
ready
yeah,
to
yeah.
let go? It is time to let go. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. So we'll be back Monday at 8 p.m. The topic of the show is, I can't remember, oh, I'm not who I used to be. That's the name of the show. 8 p.m. on Monday.
Amen.
You all have a good weekend. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Love you, hon.
I love you.
Come on, put your hands together.